All right, everybody. Hello and welcome to Stiff Shots. This is the Stiff Shots hosted by your boy,
ooh,
Christian Cross. This is going to come out in a few days. And within those few days, a few things are going to unravel. Everybody's going to know, you know, the Brothers of Mayhem is not a thing anymore. There's no heat there, anything like that. We just decided it was best to kind of split ways on the Brothers of Mayhem because there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes with the fans and a lot of people don't really know about, but you know, it was a good thing. Anybody that's watched any of our matches saw we had that chemistry in the ring and that we went out there and we did our thing. We first started this, man. I did not think myself, Jamie's not here, but speaking for me, I didn't think that we were going to get anywhere with it, but once we put ourselves out there, put our names out there, we got out there and started fucking, you know, working matches. We got in there with some top-notch talent. I'm also here with a friend of mine. Go ahead and tell them who y'all are.
What up? This is Caden Blaze, a.k.a. Jerome Edwards, a.k.a. Edward Miller. Thanks for having me here tonight, dude.
You're welcome. You have me here tonight.
You're staying the night at my house tonight.
Yes, I am. I was saying, you know, I'm here with Edward, and we're going to have some fun, but I just wanted to, you know, kind of explain to everybody, not just, you know, drop the whole BLM thing, and I didn't want it to be one of those things where we didn't explain what was going on, because I hate that when a team just kind of falls apart and nobody knows.
No conclusion.
Because I'm not taking anything away from the BLM. Me and Jamie, fuck, man, we tore it up for about 7 months now. We were a hot commodity for about 7 months. We were wanted. Yeah. People wanted us. We were booked in Ripley, Dyersburg, McKenzie, all around Arkansas. We had deals for, I can go ahead and say this now, it just kind of fell through, but we had deals for Indiana, Delaware, stuff like that. We were going to travel, you know, as a unit. Like I said, stuff happened, and it's very unfortunate. But yeah, I just wanted to let everybody in the little loop there of what's going on with the Brothers of Mayhem. So as of now, I will be a singles competitor. Jamie will be going off on his own, doing his own thing. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's never going to happen again, but as of right now, we're on our own. So, yeah, thank you for all the support that you've given the BLM, the merchandise sales, sponsorships, and all that other good shit like that. All right, let's get on with this thing. This is kind of an impromptu little podcast, but you can catch me on Facebook, yes you can, and Twitter, yes you can. We have the conjoined BOM stuff on Twitter, Facebook.
That scared the shit out of me.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. We have our YouTube up. You can watch all the old BOM matches, relive some of those clips. We have, of course, our very first match. It was against Tornado and El Amigo Loco in Ripley, Tennessee for Pro Wrestling Mid-South. It's a great promotion. Greg Anthony runs that. It is down there every Friday and Saturday night. Friday night is in Ripley. Saturday night is going to be in Dyersburg at the Herb Welch WrestlePlex. Friday nights is in Ripley, Tennessee at the Power Pro Arena. I don't have the address exactly, but you'll figure that out if you want to go to that show. Really good show. We got Brandon White on that show, Greg Anthony, Matthew McNamara, Lethal Injection.
Shout out.
Lethal Injection. Who else we got? We got Tornado, El Amigo Loco. This last week, they had John Morrison, Johnny Nitro from Eminem, if you remember. Eminem from WWE. I'm sorry. Ooh, fourth wall.
Ooh.
And also they had Bob Holly, Hardcore Holly, from the WWF.
Oh, man.
They had him.
I'd love to work. He's an asshole.
Yeah, I heard he's kind of a prick.
He's a fucking asshole.
but I respect him.
Oh yeah.
I've never met him. We can't really call a spade unless you met him. So.
Yeah, true.
We'll go ahead and leave that there. But, Pro Wrestling Mid South, Dyersburg and Ripley every Friday night and every Saturday night. Really good show. Hope to go back soon. I'll go ahead and shout out the shows, man. That was our first show that we did as the Brothers of Mayhem. The show after that was CCWA, Classic Championship Wrestling Association, in Paragould, Arkansas at the BC Lloyd Building. It was myself and Jamie as the BOM against Brandon White and Biddy Little. This is the infamous chair shot that I took that sent me into a seizure in the middle of 250 people.
That was so bad. That was fucking... At least he stopped and checked on you.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
I thought he did.
No, he stopped and he got down there and he was like, get the fuck up. And I was like, okay, you don't want me to get the fuck up, but I'm going to get the fuck up. And when I got up, I stiffed the fuck out of him for about 10 minutes. I beat the fuck out of him. And he told me to stop because I hit too hard. There's a story to that one. But, yeah, that was our second match. It went pretty well. Besides that, you know, I'd love to work with Brandon again, and I'll give Biddy a chance, I guess. Our third match was, again, at Pro Wrestling Mid-South. That was, this time we were in Dyersburg. We wrestled Brad and Briar Mercury, Lethal Injection. We had a curtain jerk match with them. Went pretty good. I tweaked my knee a little bit, but whatever. That was a really good show. We had a good match with them. Me and Briar got into a chopping match. That was awesome. The fucked up part about this one is nobody recorded this match.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this match wasn't recorded and it fucking sucked. It was one of our best.
I remember you showing me pictures and shit, but like.
And then my girlfriend's camera broke in the middle of it, so she only got some fucked up pictures of it, some blurry ones. But that sucks. There was that. We had good prices on that one. Our other one, we were in Corning, Arkansas at the.
The community center, but
the AM Amley something community center. This was one of our biggest matches. We were in the semi-main event. It was BOM versus Tattoo and Danny Dollar, which both of those guys have been on WWE television, TNA. They've traveled all over Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama. That was one of our biggest matches. We actually won that match. Surprisingly, we went over in that match. It was an okay match. I mean. Tattoo didn't really give us his all because he didn't take us too seriously, but you know, we
shit happens though.
We got through it. We got good praises from that match. We went on. We wrestled in McKenzie, Tennessee for swag.
That wasn't that good of a night.
Okay,
anyway.
Let's get to our latest promotion that we worked for, and people are going to get very mad at me for this. So let's sit back for this little Stiff Shots podcast right here.
Hang on, let me get my whiskey.
Stiff Shots is not sponsored by and or endorsed by Heaven Hill Whiskey, but we will put them in there. It is a rock gut. It will fuck you up, but it'll get the job done. Okay.
To your bones.
The latest show we worked was at a little shit hook promotion in Hoxie, Arkansas, named Out of Control Faggots or something like that. I don't know.
Out of Control Faggots of American Wrestling.
Out of Control Wrestling, OCW in Hoxie, Arkansas. It is the shittiest promotion. My partner chose to stay there.
Who was that? When me and you and Hayden went that one night. Who was the main event? Not the main event. The main event was fucking gold.
That was the main event. I'm going to shout them out real quick. Was James Lee Booker and Lee Michaels.
Like, that's the first match that I've personally seen where I got to see somebody's knee actually twist all the way around during a match.
Oh, Morgan Williams. Morgan Williams got his knee. Almost, yeah, that was bad.
Literally at the end of that match, like, we all, like, workers and all, like, you know, it's just respect. Like, we care about one another and shit. And we all went out there and supported him. And
so, that was when OCW was good.
Now, the first match, the curtain jerker, That's
every week though. That was when OCW was good and was actually ran right. But let me go ahead and give you the rundown of what happened with OCW and me. Okay, we all know the Arkansas Athletic Commission. You have to have your license, your blood work, and all this shit. You have to go, if you want to get it done, to a health center, and those things close at 5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're not open on the weekends. I had a 10-hour-a-day, 5-day-a-week job from 5 a.m. to around 3:30 and 4, and by the time I got home, it was around 5. I couldn't get that shit done. I went and I managed Jamie 2 times, and they asked me where my stuff was, where I could work, basically begging me to work. That's exactly what they were doing, because they needed people, because let's face it, they only have about 6 guys on that roster, and I didn't have my stuff. So this last week comes around, and I get a screenshot where they're like, your partner might as well stay his ass at home because he's been lying to us. And I'm just like, bitch, no, I haven't been lying to you. I have a real fucking job. Wrestling's not my fucking job. It's my hobby on the side. I love it. But I have shit I got to take care of as a person. And since you want to call me a fucking liar, that's fine. I won't come back to your shitty show. Then I saw some more shit where they called me a lying ass again. So here we are. I don't take bullshit from anybody, and I'm not going to take bullshit from a fucking retarded bullshit-ass promotion that can't draw off my dick. And I'm not going to sit here and take all that shit. I mean, you can go there and you can fucking support them for $6 all you want, or you can make a trip down to, I don't know, any of these other ones, Dyersburg, Tuckerman, Jonesboro on Saturday nights. Spend $8
and get a hell of a show.
Get a hell of a show and hell of workers. I'm not taking anything away from Low Life Family, James Lee and all them, because they're awesome workers, but fucking, you just have a few workers on your show and you think you're tough shit. No, that ain't how it works, bud. Yeah, that's really a rundown of what happened at OCW, so they can suck my fucking ass. We had OCW. The Brothers of Mayhem went everywhere, you know, almost. And we made a name for ourselves, MCW in Osceola, Arkansas. Forgot about those two. We worked the LA Hustlers in one of those. Then we worked with Sean Williams and Apex, two great young talents. Sean's been in there longer than I have. We had those. And, I will continue going back to MCW and Osceola as a singles wrestler. I will continue going back to SWAG. Hopefully I'll get back into Pro Wrestling Mid-South and CCWA when they come back and get to rock and rolling again. We'll get back into there. But enough about me and the Brothers of Mayhem. Let's talk about you for a minute. I'm going to give you the mic or the phone or whatever the fuck.
Oversized tablet phone.
Oversized tablet. And we're going to sit this right here, and we're going to let you give us a little rundown where you started. Don't hold any punches back. Don't pull any punches. Where you started, give us a little background, where you're from, stuff like that, you know, just talk, don't bore the people, talk.
I was born and raised here in Paragould, and what the rundown was, me getting a whole starting wrestling business, like, you know, I used to watch it when I was growing up, like, I was, you know, a big fucking fan, still am a big fan, don't watch as much as I want to, you know, because of work and shit, and my daughter, but, you know, I make time when I can, but, Lance Boudreau is the one that trained me. Real cool dude, you know, pretty funny. He was homeless at the time, and he came over to my house and told me that he was a wrestler. And I was like, okay, man, I'll tell you what. If you train me for free, I'll let you fucking live with me. He was like, all right, dog, bet. And I was like, all right, cool, dude. And so, you know, I trained in the backyard for about 6 hours a day, you know, taking bumps on concrete, on gravel, you know, trying my best to get up to where I can actually work a match, you know, without having to be, you know, guided or have somebody out there, you know, trying to, you know, tell me what to do and shit. You know, I wanted to try to know all the shit myself. But like, everybody messes up. No matter if you're a veteran in this business for 40 goddamn years, you're still gonna have some shitty ass matches. And you know, but the last match that me and Christian actually went up there to Swag in Tennessee. And, you know, we went up there, and James and Hansman were going to, you know, try to get me to work that show. And, you know, David was like, yeah, man, I'll give you a shot. I was like, all right, cool, dude. And I kind of went out there and blew it, in my opinion, because I was under a gimmick that I wasn't really comfortable with. But, you know, I'm willing to try anything just once, you know, try anything new for the business. And it turned out to be, you know, a badass curtain jerker. It turned out to be a 5-minute shitstorm, and I practically ended it because it was stupid. It was fucking ridiculous. Nothing was going right.
Throw some names out there. Who was that you were working there, kid?
Mr. Seth Cyanide, Garrett.
Garrett Clark, the shittiest wrestler on the fucking man.
I mean, we had everything planned out of what we was going to do, how everything was going to go. And there was going to be a comedy spot to where I was going to run up on him, give him a clothesline. He wasn't going to bump it. And I was going to hit the ropes again, clothesline. He was going to be all, you know, staggery and groggy and shit. And I was going to run over and grab my belt that was supposed to give me powers, you know. And I was like a little comedy spot and, you know, clothesline him, and he was supposed to powder out of the ring, and I was supposed to get the whole, you know, chicken chant going and everything, try to get the crowd into it. And literally not even 5 seconds after I gave him the clothesline, went to go put my belt on, he turned around and kicked me in my kidneys and shit, and wanted to tell me that I was fucking the shit up. Which, I mean, in reality, we both kind of fucked it up.
So, and I mean, what did I tell you both when y'all got to the back? It was shitty.
Yeah.
I told you, I was honest.
It was fucking shitty.
And one person didn't get mad and the other did. And the person that didn't get mad is sitting right here with me.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm not fucked up to admit when I fucked up. Like, I'm not scared to admit it at all. But I have been training harder since then. You know, I've gotten better. My craft is slowly getting back to where it used to be when I was constantly training every single day. But hopefully soon, you know, Caden Blaze will make a comeback and everything, which hopefully will be soon.
Yeah, we'll get to working on that, man.
But other than that, man, I mean, Christian broke me in my first match in the Battle Royal that I went over on, and he ended up breaking his leg and had to have surgery because over some dumbass motherfucker with
James Dewberry, aka Red Solo Cup, you're a piece of shit. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you if I ever get in the ring with you. I just wanna let you know that. Just for all the shit talk you've been talking about me too. So let that be known. This is Stiff Shots. And if you have any grievances to be aired with anybody, I would suggest you do it here. This will be on Spotify. This will be on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and all of the other good podcasting apps. So if there's anything you need to say about anybody, and you've been wanting the world to hear this, I don't care if it's someone in Independence, I don't care if it's somebody you do not care for in the WWE, I don't care if it's whoever it is, you got something to say, you have a platform, you have a mouth.
Indeed I do.
And we have time.
We do. Oh, and it's Cross's birthday. Everybody wish him a happy fucking birthday.
It won't be my birthday when this comes out.
But still, it's his birthday. Everybody will know that.
It is my birthday. I am 25 years young. Going on
25 30. Years of taking this dick.
Something like that.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I've had a few people. I don't remember their names. This was a long, long time ago. I've had people tell me that I'm a shitty fucking wrestler. And all that. I honestly don't give a fuck what your goddamn opinion is. I mean, I go out there and I have fun. And I do what the fuck I'm there to do. And I come the fuck home. And I live my life like everybody else does. And like, people are like, yeah, you're a bigger dude. You can't work. Look at all of these amazing workers. Viscera. Fucking Umaga.
Two workers that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Nilsson was a great person. Matt was a great person.
Oh yeah, they were all two really gifted workers.
They could probably open thorns better than I can.
Probably.
But yeah, man. Yeah, about the big guy thing. I'm not the best worker, but I can fucking move, and you know that.
Yeah.
I can get out there and I'll fly. I ain't getting on the car rope and shit.
You're too fat to fly.
I'm too fat to fly, but I'll fucking knock somebody's goddamn head off.
Right.
That's what people don't like about me, is I am.
I mean, like, I'm gonna say this right now. I'm gonna give out an open challenge to anybody that wants to face Caden Blaze.
Is Caden Blaze a little drunk right now?
If anybody wants to face me, you know, let me know. And I just gotta have time off work. And I'll be there.
You know this isn't kayfabe, right? So you don't have to make open challenge.
I'm just saying.
I just realized something.
What?
I just realized something.
What?
I picked this up. Side note here. I just picked this motherfucker up off the floor.
Yeah.
Peeled it and started eating it.
Yeah.
How long is something been sitting there?
It's in there for a hot minute.
It's good though.
I think that's the one Dad drew a face on. Oh, no. You're lucky.
Peace.
I'm good, dude.
Okay. But,
no, like, I'm eventually going to get back out there, you know, and hopefully get my name out there to where I can go over, you know, a bunch of promotions like Cross and Heisman did when BLM was together and all that. And it sucks that BLM ain't together, you know. Like, me and Cross keep contact on daily. And, you know, he would always send me his wrestling stuff, and I'd always give my feedback of it and stuff. And, you know, it's some good shit. Some real good shit. And, you know, it shit happens. You know, some bridges have to be burnt for a new one to be made.
That's very true.
For new stories to develop. And, you know,
like I said, I'm not to interrupt you, but I don't want people thinking there's any heat between me and Heisman, because that's not it. It's personal issues outside of the wrestling business.
Life.
It's life.
Called life.
That's what that is.
Like, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah. Every tag team takes a break.
Oh, yeah. Every tag team takes a break and they go on. Just like Edge and Christian. They had their little thing. Like, you know, whenever they were having that feud with the Dudleys and with the Hardys and everything else. You know, they did their thing with that for a little bit. And then they turned on each other.
See, if we could have done it that way, we would have.
Like, they completely turned on each other and did their storyline together. They went their separate ways. You know, yeah. For a little
that
bit.
That was actually a plan.
Like, really?
We were going to go ahead and spoil this. It's not going to happen. We were going to turn on. I was going to turn on Heisman. We were going to do this whole thing. Fucking have a big-ass, bloody-ass match at the end. And then get back together.
Yeah.
But that's before shit started going wrong in life. You know, we had a good plan there. But yeah, shit happened. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not my fault. It's not Heisman's fault. But one day, maybe, you'll see, you know, a blonde-haired kid and a dark-haired fat kid come out there and fucking represent I Prevail and kill people. That's what we do, man. I kill people. Heisman's kind of light. But that's
one thing I want to discuss is these fucking fans thinking they can get in the goddamn ring with us and think they can fucking step in our goddamn shoes and get in that fucking ring. Like, what most people understand is that, you know, there's those elderly people that go to a show that think the show's actually real, that actually get into it, you know? But then there's these little smart ass little fucking kids who think they know everything about the fucking business, and they think that they're ballsy and step through that fucking over that barricade and step through those fucking ropes.
And I don't think we're saying that it's not okay to get into a show. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's fucking great. But whenever you're there at a show, you pay for a ticket, you pay for that fucking show, you sit your ass in your seat and you get what your money's worth. And you go the fuck home, whatever the hell you gotta do.
But if you cross that barricade and you wanna get in there with me,
we're gonna kick your teeth in.
So, that's all you need to know, is you're gonna get your fucking teeth knocked out if you get in the ring with me and you're not a worker. I'll let you hit me first, though. You don't wanna do that, but I'll let you hit me first.
Yeah, like shit.
I mean, I hit people hard that I'm in there working. Yeah, fucking Edward can attest to that. I'll knock the fuck out of you, but it's out of love, and it's out of love for this fucking business. And if you can't take an ass whooping, why the fuck are you here?
I took a major ass whooping my first match. And Christian's the one that fucking gave it to me. Like, even though that match did not go as planned and everything, but like, we still went out there, had a hell of a time, and James was seeing leprechauns trying to take his manhood and shit. Other than that, it was really fun. But,
for those who didn't know, and it's not kayfabe, my name is James. That is my shoot name. That is the name that my mother gave me. Fucking bitch. And that's my shoot name. And I'm making Edward crack up over here. He's about to fucking die of laughter.
Yeah. Incubators, man.
Incubators. What, okay, let's talk about, what's your favorite match? What's your favorite match ever?
In, like, history?
In history.
And, oh, God.
And why?
Oh, God. Dang, I gotta think about that. Well, one of my all-time favorite workers, I don't give a fuck anybody likes what I'm about to say or not, Chris Benoit.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what people think of his reputation. I don't believe that he killed his fucking family. I believe somebody fucking did that shit and framed him. Because, you know, he did have a lot of people in the business that fucking hated him.
Yeah.
Like, one of my all-time favorite is the ladder match. I actually have it on DVD in the ladder match history at WWE. And it was Chris Benoit, Edge, Christian, and the Dudleys, and the Hardys. And that match, just the chemistry of it and all that, which, I mean, I'm a big dude. Like, I watch a lot of workers that are, like, bigger, you know, so I can study their body language, you know, and see how they work. And, you know, maybe I can, you know, look at that and try to put it into my craft and make my own character, you know, and everything else. But, I mean, whenever Chris Benoit took that fucking dive off that 20-foot ladder and he ruptured something in his neck.
Spinal column.
Yeah, he fucked himself up really fucking bad. And he was laying unconscious outside the ring for a good 10 minutes. And, like, not even, what, 15 minutes after he came in, climbed up the fucking ladder and fucking, like, he was so fucking, I've never seen nobody this fucking committed. Like, he was so fucked up in his ribs and neck. There was a spot where Christian and Edge were going to do a chair spot, and he literally, all he did was hold his fucking head and took that shit in his goddamn ribs. Like,
what
impact
you have to have is dedication
from both fucking chairs. And I fucking hate getting chair shots. I don't fucking, personally, I don't like them. Like, you know, I have a kid, I don't want to get hit in the head with a chair and not remember my fucking child's name afterwards. You know? But, you know, I'll do anything else. You want to put me through tags? You want to put me through a table? Go for it. I'll fucking do it. You try to hit me with a fucking chair, hit me in my back. Don't hit me in my head.
If you hit somebody in the head, give them time to put their hands up.
For real.
That's all I ask. Unprotected chair shots, I can attest to this. I've taken many. John Rare being the culprit of a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to John.
Yes.
Shout out to the Angel of Death, John Rare. Hell of a worker. Hell of a dedication to the business.
It's the only man I've ever trusted to stab me with a foreign object. A very big foreign object.
Wasn't you the one that stabbed me with that?
Yeah, I stabbed you with a box cutter when we were drunk.
Yeah, I remember that. I still got the scar from that.
No gimmick infringement, John.
Yeah.
No, we were stupid kids, man. But, yeah, man. Shout out to Angel of Death, John Rare. He has a new movie coming out.
What?
Of Carnage Cup 11, based around Carnage Cup 11.
Yeah.
It is called Rare.
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 I'd check that out. Everybody's going to check that out.
Carnage Cup 11 is the last Carnage Cup that I competed in.
I would love to work Carnage Cup once. But, you know, like, I've seen all this shit, you know.
Before you do that, I just want to give a big shout out to this cocksucker named Kevin Brennan and say, fuck you, you're a bitch, and your mother raised a bitch.
Hey, man, we're gonna do this match, man, you know, or maybe you could take a bump on some fish skewers or some saw blades, trying to fucking get people put in the goddamn grave. You know,
any promoter that tells you he wants to see flesh hanging when you get to the back is a piece of fucking shit. And by the way, how does a fucking white supremacist thing treat you, you fucking racist piece of shit? Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't know he was racist.
Yes, he is.
I would love to work Carnage Cup. one time, you know, just so I can say I competed in Tournament of Death.
Tournament of Death is something else.
Is it?
I thought
it was the same thing.
No, it's CZW.
I thought Carnage Cup did the whole Tournament of Death thing.
They do Carnage Cup.
Oh, okay.
Tournament of Death is CZW, which is a very good promotion. Shout out to David John Markman, I think is his name, or DJ Hyde.
I would love to work CZW at one point, you know, but you got to think. You
a
know,
lot of great
you know,
from
think,
CZW.
A lot have, of fucking talent came to WWE.
You have Dean Ambrose. Mm-hmm. You have Kevin Steen or Kevin Owens.
Husky Harris, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt.
He wasn't in CZW.
Was he not?
No.
Wasn't
Brody Lee, a.k.a. Luke Harper.
Yeah,
Luke
he was in there for
in
a bit.
CZW.
Fuck.
Sammy Callahan, when he did the NXT thing, he was in CZW. He's back on the independent.
Tyler Black,
yes.
A.k.a. Seth Rollins. A lot of hella good talent came from that promotion. A lot of hella good talent. And there's one person I don't know that hasn't went in WWE yet. I'm surprised he hasn't. I don't know if he hasn't Bulldozer, Matt Tremont.
He has not.
I've been wondering why he hasn't went to WWE because that dude fucking takes a bunch of shit, man.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I mean, he's a hell of a fucking worker. I would love to work him in a match one day.
I was in it's on YouTube. I was a lumberjack in one of his matches.
Yeah, I remember you
and
showing me that
I
fucking
got hit by him,
wicked ass
he
forearm, man.
Hits like a bulldozer. He knocked my fucking tooth loose. It was awesome. Shout out to Matt though. Love Matt. A very humble guy. Every time I've met him, even after all the bullshit with IWA Deep South and Carnage Cup with me, he's been right there to talk to whenever I needed to. So shout out to Matt. There's a few people, man, that need to make it big. You know, that are in the deathmatch scene.
There's a lot of people.
I can name a few. Terry Houston, Marcus Crane, Colt 45, John Rare, Spider Boudreaux.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I hate this motherfucker.
Check out Spider and John's matches.
Fucking punch him in the fucking face. Freak show. Let's see.
Isn't Gravedigger not OWA?
Gravedigger, no. Gravedigger's a local guy from around here. He retired a long time ago.
Big Indian
G
retired
Raver.
Too.
There's G Raver, Brandon Graver. He's awesome, fucking awesome. He was actually in the movie Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies with Roddy Piper and Kurt Angle. G Raver was.
Hell yeah.
I love his tattoo needles.
Yeah.
He does like the skewers. He does tattoo needles.
I'd be scared.
Another person who has been in WWE competed on WWE Sunday Night Heat was Masada.
Oh, yeah.
He competed against Maven early 2000s. That's another guy. I talked to him on the Nine Brig. He's awesome.
I feel like a piece of shit for saying this, but like, what was the dude's name? He was in WWE. He was on Wrestling with Death. The guy that I got in the ring with was giving me advice and shit.
Derek King.
Yes. Big shout out to Derek King.
He almost made Edward cry.
He did not make me cry.
He almost made
no,
me cry.
No, he did not.
Cry.
No, I did not.
He laid into your ass.
I took the advice that somebody from WWE gave me, which was a fucking honor. I've never once been in a ring with somebody else in WWE, and if you ask me, that was a fucking privilege.
Yeah, Derek's awesome.
Derek didn't have to come out of that back room, the locker room, to come in the ring and ask me to lock up with him.
He was actually sitting there watching you guys the entire time.
Was he?
Yeah, you and Hayden.
I figured.
He was watching you guys the entire time, which I'm not taking anything away from you, but you need to take advice, you know what I mean? Like, everybody needs to take advice, and you did. Hayden didn't do it too.
Hayden, I trained that boy. I tried my best. You know,
the kid can take a suplex.
Oh, fuck yeah, he can take a hell of a suplex.
But yeah, Derek King, man, he's another guy I'd like to see back in WWE. I'll give a shout out to him. The LA Hustlers, fuck man, Lamont and Bradley. Those are two of the greatest guys. They got me and Jamie actually booked at MCW and Osceola. We worked there my first time there in the main event. Well, no, the semi-main event. No, the main event in our first match for the MCW Tag Team titles, which we went over for a second, and then it was like a cheating thing. So we held the MCW Tag titles for a whole like 10 seconds. But that was a really good match, and they taught us a lot. The Lethal Injection, they deserve to be somewhere. Chris Lex, Tattoo, the Syndicate. Man, there are so many people I can't see. I could sit here all night and name people. But it's all those people like that, man.
There's a lot of talent that's unknown that deserves to be in WWE.
And there's a lot of talent in WWE that don't need to be in WWE.
Like, back in the day in the Attitude Era, it was about talent, and like, now it's about if you look good in a fucking swimsuit, which I think that's a bunch of fucking bullshit. I mean, if you ask me, your body and your fucking, you know...
As long as you can go out there, your cardio's good, and you can go for a good 20 minutes, 30 minutes. You're fine.
You right.
And you know how to work. You have to know how to work. Don't go out there. That's another topic I want to get on. Untrained guys.
Botchmania.
People that go out there, and you can tell from a lockup, they don't know what the fuck
they're doing. Exactly.
I can't tell you how many times it's happened to me.
It happened to me in Louisiana one time at Rodney Mac's promotion.
It's
fucking a bunch of bullshit is what it is. Fucking pisses. Not only that, I mean, you'd figure they would have the fucking decency to tell you, like, hey, I'm sort of trained, but again, I'm not. Like, can you run this match for me and call me through my spots? You know, make me look good. You know, but instead, you know, they're like, you know, fuck it, I got it. I ain't gonna worry about nobody's well-being, you know. I'm not gonna think you have family or anything. But I'm gonna try to get you up for a suplex, and whenever you get them halfway up, you fall and go into a fucking DDT.
Brainbuster, man. If you're gonna do a brainbuster, call a brainbuster. I'm probably gonna kick you in your fucking head.
That's what fucking happened to me, dude. He fucking got me for a...
Do you know the kid's name?
His name, he was like a luchador gimmick.
A lot of those.
Yeah, I think his name was Ryan Kessel, I think. From Monroe, Louisiana. Shout out to Rodney Mac's promotion, though. Rodney Mac's hell cool dude. But what happened was, we had this spot going to where we was going to do a shoulder tackle, and I was going to go on the middle rope, you know, and I was going to do a splash, and that was going to be the end of it. But he decided halfway through the match he was going to give me a kick to the gut and go to get me up for a suplex. You know, it's fucking... People need to learn their fucking psychology. Straight the fuck up. But yeah, you know, like, you see, like, people, like, a good example of somebody that knows their psychology but can also do some, like, high-flying shit. Fucking, Big Man Vader. Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yes, rest in peace to Vader.
Vader, man. That motherfucker got his eye popped out in Japan and popped that shit back in and kept fucking fighting.
Yes, he did.
That's fucking insane. Just like Mick Foley in Japan whenever he got his ear ripped off in the ropes.
He was actually with Vader in that match.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fucking shit-canned over the top rope.
The ropes were too tight.
Yes.
They didn't loosen them pre-hand before the thing.
Yeah, psychology is a huge thing, man.
Big fucking thing. Like, if you're like 7'5", you know, unless you're Vader, don't get up and top rope, you know, and try to do like, you know, like a plancha. I mean, if you can do it, all rights to you. If you can do it, you can do it fucking right and not hurt yourself or hurt the person you're working.
I can't do it.
I mean, fuck.
I'm 6'1", almost fucking, I'm 260 pounds.
Man, fuck. I'm terrified of fucking heights.
You can barely catch me throwing a fucking old school drop kick. You can do all that shit.
I mean, shit, the only drop kick you're going to catch me doing is a corner drop kick. That's the only drop kicks I can do. Flatback drop
kick. If you want to get up there and do that shit to me, go ahead. But you better
You better not fucking hurt us. Hurt me or whatever. Fuck, but.
Like I said, this is just a, you know, we're going to try to make it 40. But we just wanted to fucking, I guess, get on here and, you know,
bullshit.
Get down a little bit, man, because it's my birthday and got shit else to do. So, is there anything else, man, that you would like to say? Any shout-outs? Any, anything like that? Anybody you'd like to call out? Anybody that you want to fuck? Anything like that, man? Just go ahead.
Well, Jay Sinister called me a piece of shit worker. You know, like, I don't have no problem with Jay Sinister, you know, but, like, whenever me and you got into that argument, that fucking stupid-ass argument we had, like, a long time ago, and all that shit, which, I mean, every argument we've had, we've still became friends, fucking brothers and shit, and, like, he was sitting there telling me, like, I'm a bad fucking worker, da-da-da, and all that. Last time I fucking recall, I haven't seen none of his fucking matches or anything. From what I heard, he's retired, ain't he?
Yes.
Is he retired? Okay.
Practically broke his neck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, don't fucking be calling me a piece of shit fucking worker. You ain't seen shit I can fucking do. You don't know the goddamn shit I can accomplish. You don't know a motherfucking thing about me. Lace that motherfucking shoe up and suck my cock.
Yeah. Cock.
Cock.
Yeah, Jay, man. Jason. Cadillac Kid. That's my boy, you know.
Other than that, you know, he seems like he'd be a cool, legit dude.
Oh, he's awesome, dude. You know, but I guess he was just trying to, I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been years.
That was like 4 years ago, dude.
It's been a while ago. I actually kicked him in the throat during a rumble.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember whenever you... Man, that's just what pissed me off. Whenever he was in that rumble at the end, whenever you and Cornbread were booting me, and that fucking old-ass geezer motherfucker in the crowd.
You kick like a female.
He was like, you kick like a female. And I remember across looking down there saying, sorry, kid, and full-fledged kicked me in my damn ribs.
It's good for the business.
I mean, it looked good. It sounded fucking horrible. I hardly fucking felt it, but... Who was that bitch that was fighting us in the corner?
Crystal Fire.
Fucking smelly ass pussy.
But yeah, this, I just want to thank everybody, man. You know, is that all you had to say?
I'm good, dude.
I just want to thank everybody for listening to Stiff Shots. Download us on Google Podcast, Spotify, the Stitcher app, stuff like that. You know, it'll get us out there because we're going to be doing some more podcasts like this. We'll have some guests on here. Check out Wrestling with the Locals with Gabriel Devine and Titanic, Carl Warren. The two of my boys, promoters of CCWA. We'll be back with CCWA pretty soon. You'll get to see Christian Cross in action around Paragould, Arkansas again. BC Lloyd building us our building.
Hopefully, I'll start working soon.
Let's pack that place out like we did the first show, 250 plus people. Get, you know, support independent wrestling, support your local independent wrestling, support independent wrestling in general.
Without the fans,
we're not shit. Without the fans, we don't have shows to go to. We don't make our money.
There ain't no merchandise.
To me, the money's not important. It's about entertaining you guys.
To me, the most like rewarding thing in wrestling is when a little kid comes up to you and asks for your autograph.
Yes, it don't matter if you're a heel
and wants to take pictures with you. You know. You're like a model to that child, you know. Like you're like a role model to some. Whether you want to look at it that way or not, whether it's a little kid, an old man, or something like that, you know, they fucking look up to you and shit.
True.
And, you know, which I mean, that's fucking awesome. That's badass. And like once again, you know, hopefully Caden Blaze will come in soon, or Jerome Edwards.
Somebody.
I don't know who it's going to be, but it'll come into play sooner or later, and it's going to come with a fucking vengeance.
That's the time we do the shout-outs. If you have any names, friends, it doesn't matter. Shout them out right here. And
oh, shit. All people that supported me, my fucking dad, my fiance, Christian, Lance Boudreaux, Spider, Gravedigger, Lance Boudreaux, my cousin, even though we're not friends no more, Hayden Tyler, Robbie Stallings, Anthony Perez, Bobby Williams. It was like all the support and shit. It means a lot to every single worker, whether, you know, people don't think that does mean a lot to us, but in reality, it means the fucking world to us and shit. And, you know, but like, nobody supports their indie workers no more. Nobody just, you know, like, sits down, you know, and just, like, wants to go to a show and just, you know, sit down and watch the show. You know, everybody wants to criticize, which that's okay to criticize. But again, you know, like, to sit down, have fun, watch the match, get your money's worth, get out, sign, get a few autographs, or if you're a worker, sign a few autographs. Connect with your fucking fans. Don't be a fucking... You know, unless you're a heel that's really fucking hated, talk to your fans. Acknowledge their presence.
Yes, let's do that.
Acknowledge their fucking presence.
And again, you know, support. Just in general, support indie wrestling and support.
Support each other.
Please support Stiff Shots and share this podcast when it comes out, which should be in a couple of days. Today is August the 9th. It is
1:18 a.m.
So we'll get this out probably 10th or the 11th, probably Monday morning. This will be out on everything. I just want to thank everybody, you know, for supporting me and Jamie and the BOM while we had our thing going. And thank everybody for supporting me as a wrestler in general and Jamie and Pro Wrestling Mid-South and all this other stuff, man. And CCWA will be back in full force not too long, so keep up with keep up
18th,
with me.
Man.
The 18th, I will 18th. Be in swag.
Swag. Shout out to David.
David Pruitt, Brimstone, and Crusher Koloff.
Badass people.
Badass people. But yes, and we will definitely be
even
back.
Even though my first match at Swag went to shit, David still talked to me, didn't bitch me out like I thought he would. Like, he straight up sat down with me and talked to me like a father would talk to his son. And he straight up told me, dude, if you want to come back, I will welcome you with open arms. And I will most definitely be back at Swag, but not as Captain Rampage.
No, Captain Rampage is dead.
Captain Rampage is dead. We tried to, you know, bring that back up.
That's like being a dead horse. But yeah, okay, but we really hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed being on this podcast for the first time.
Appreciate it.
You will be heard all over the internet and all over the world in countries that you've never fucking heard of, Wakanda, stuff like that. Support indie wrestling. Support this podcast. You know, I just want to thank everybody for that and for everything else. That's about it. We will have some sponsorships here coming up pretty soon for myself and CCWA. Working on some stuff right now. The burritos that we talked about are still going to be a thing. I'm not sure when. But yeah, we're going to wrap this up here. I don't know. But thank you guys for listening to this, and this was
Stiff Shot
with Christian Cross and Mr. Caden Blaze.
Heard that.
AKA Captain Rampage. So, we will catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you very much for listening to this, and have an awesome day.